Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Sensors, that's right. I love this American.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is a busy day. By the way, Senate leadership votes underway. We're going to have those results here momentarily. And the House leadership votes underway. President Trump being greeted like a triumphant warrior, a hero to the GOP conference up on Capitol Hill today. They gave him a massive welcome. It was really something to see, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I saw the interactions between President Trump and Joe Biden. I've never seen Joe Biden look so comfortable and relaxed. Joe Biden was smiling, having a good time. He and the president were jockeying back and forth. It was really, really quite the scene. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I have a feeling. I have a sneaking feeling, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden actually voted for Donald Trump. That's what I think really happened here. Now, we're going to start off the show with some breaking news.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starnes Show.
And it's some very disturbing news, ladies and gentlemen. We can now report that the Senate leadership vote is over and the Never Trumpers have won. We can now report that John Thune will be the next Senate Majority Leader. He is actually the worst of the three, Senator John Thune from South Dakota. Senator Thune has a very long history, and we'll try to pull up some of the audio of Senator Thune over the past, really going all the way back to 2016, attacking Donald Trump, not only in private, but also in public. So this is a massive win for the neoconservatives. This is a massive win for the establishment Republicans. It is a massive win for the Never Trump Republicans. It is a massive win for the Democrats. So this is going to slightly complicate President Trump's agenda because he has to work with the majority leader in the Senate to get through any changes that he's wanting. Any confirmation of the nominees to his Justice League of a cabinet, those will have to come through the U.S. Senate. And I'm telling you right now that John Thune is going to be a problem. Now, we're working right now to get the vote totals, and we will, as soon as those come in, we will try to let you know. This was all done in secret. So the Senate Republicans met in secret to cast this ballot. We're being told now that the final vote, and here we go, folks, John Thune, 23, John Cornyn, 15, and Senator Rick Scott, 13. So your Republican senators up on Capitol Hill just kicked you in the wazoo. That's what happened here. This is a massive defeat for the Trump agenda in the U.S. Senate. And I am telling you, folks, you can't trust these people. You can't trust them. These senators, and I know that, for example, my two, you had Bill Hagerty, who came out day one. Bill Hagerty came out day one and proudly announced who he was supporting. Senator Marsha Blackburn hemmed and hawed. She then came out yesterday and announced that she was supporting Rick Scott. And I believe Senator Blackburn to be a person of her word, and I believe that that she did just that. We're going to find out who these people are. We're going to find out who the traitors to the America First agenda are, and we will publish their names, ladies and gentlemen. I can promise you that. But, again, we're going to be taking your calls as well on this breaking news that just came out. John Thune winning the GOP leadership race, and he is a rhino, a Republican in name only. Once again, a very disturbing development as we go through the early moments of the Todd Stearns radio program. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. While all that was going on, President Trump and President Biden sat down in the Oval Office, a roaring fire in the fireplace, and Joe Biden looked like they had put the medication back in the porridge this morning, and he appeared to be fairly loosened, and they shook hands, and both of them sitting on the edge of their chairs looking like they're having a good time. Let's take a listen.
Looking forward to having, like we said, a smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So good. Welcome.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much. And politics is tough, and it's medication is not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
We heard, I don't know if this is true or not, we heard Trump brought with him like an entire like gallon of delicious Breyers ice cream. Is that true? No, it was Bluebell. Or it was Bluebell. Vanilla, I think. Very kind man, Donald Trump. Very kind. Wow. So there you have it. Who wasn't there was Melania. Melania said, nope, not going to go. Don't need to go there. And I think Melania, rightfully so, holding some grudges. And Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden, she is in no mood. No mood at all. And I don't know if you saw the video. We're going to be playing this tonight. We actually have a body language expert coming on my Newsmax show tonight. A body language expert that is going to break down not only what you just saw, the interaction between Trump and Biden, but also the interaction or the lack of interaction between Jill Biden and Kamala Harris at Arlington National Cemetery. Jill had the glasses on. She was staring straight ahead and refused to even acknowledge that Kamala Harris was actually there. There is some bad blood there, ladies and gentlemen. It is ugly. So anyway, we'll be analyzing all of that tonight on the Newsmax show. So look, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to let you guys weigh in on this breaking news that the conservative, the pro-Trump candidate in the Senate majority race has fallen, came in third place. What does that tell you about the Republican leadership? What does that tell you about your Republicans in the U.S. Senate? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I mean, honestly, when it comes to the Republicans in Capitol Hill, we have learned as conservatives that, you know, they just tell us to bend over, shut up, and, you know, enjoy the ride. They don't even give you a cigarette. We'll be right back. Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and we've got a lot of breaking news today. We're going to get through, so hang tight. Also, we're waiting on the House leadership vote, but the breaking news just seconds ago, John Thune, elected Senate Majority Leader in a secret ballot, He is the Never Trump candidate. So this guy is a huge Never Trumper. And he has, in fact, and will become the next Senate Majority Leader. He's basically a younger version of Mitch McConnell.
I really love him, Todd. He's a good man.
Thank you, Senator. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. We'll start the day in Ocala, Florida. Sonny, listening to us on WOCA. Hi, Sonny. What's going on?
Doesn't anybody look at past records? This Thune is a total Democrat. It's in Republican clothing. And no matter what you say, his record stinks, number one. And number two, how bad can the Republicans be not to support President Trump and his request for Scott, the the Senate leader.
Look, Sonny, it's a great point, and you're right. Senator Thune has a very long history of being anti-Trump. As a matter of fact, we've got some of that audio. Let's play cut number 13.
Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. Would you support him?
Well, I'm hoping, Leanne, to have other options.
There you go, Sonny. The guy, he was not a fan from day one.
It's a shame how these Republicans, they must love shooting themselves in the foot, because I guess they feel, oh, it feels better after I've done ruined my foot. I just cannot comprehend this. That's why I'm independent.
Sonny, good for you. And I'll tell you, folks, you need to be lighting up the phones right now. You need to be calling your senators, your Republican senators, and giving them a piece of your mind over this, folks. I don't just light up the phones, and then you call me and let me know what they told you. But here's Senator John Thune. I want to read this to you. This is what Senator John Thune, and this is all you need to know about this guy. John Thune, back in 2020, after the Minneapolis riots, he said this: too many black Americans live in fear that what happened to George Floyd could happen to their own fathers, sons, and daughters. We must continue to strive toward the full realization of America's founding promise that all men are created equal and liberty and justice for all. So some of you may be out there saying, well, wait a second. Maybe that was somebody who wrote that on his X feed. No. These are remarks that Senator Thune delivered from the well of the U.S. Senate. So not only is he a Never Trumper, this guy is woke. You're basically looking at a conservative Democrat here. I mean, that's really what you're looking at. 901-260-5926. Here's Senator Thune just a few days ago issuing a warning. I mean, the man parts on this guy. Warning Donald Trump. Cut 12.
Is President-elect Trump involved in does he have a chosen preference in the Senate? Do you know, Senator? And will that come into play?
I don't know that he does. I'm staying in regular contact with him and with his team. And, obviously, if he wants to, he could exert a considerable amount of influence on that. But honestly, I think my preference would be, and I think it's probably in his best interest to stay out of that. These Senate secret ballot elections are probably best left to senators, and he's got to work with all of us when it's all said and done. But yep. Whatever he decides to do, that's going to be his prerogative, as we know. And
all right, there you go. So issuing a warning to President Trump to stay out of it all. Let's go to the phone lines. Jackson, Tennessee. Keith listening to us on the great WTJS. Hi, Keith. What say you?
Well, hey, good morning from the northern city of Jackson, Tennessee.
All right, let's put Keith on hold. Let's work out the phone situation here, guys. And I think we got a bad connection. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play one more piece of audio just so you can understand the flavor of who we're talking about here. This is Senator John Thune bashing Donald Trump. Cut 11.
If you look at the record in 18, 20, and 22, when he's the issue, we lose. And
So I would rather have the issue be Biden and his policies. And I think the way that you do that is you get a different nominee, which is why I've endorsed somebody else. The people who decide national elections are the middle of the electorate. It's the soccer moms, it's the suburban voters, it's younger voters, and I just think that we've got to have a candidate that can appeal to those. And I think that a lot of the drama and the chaos that seems to be happening on an ongoing basis makes it harder to win those types of voters. I think the long-term effect, and again, this is where those of us who care about these down-ballot races and want to get the majority back in the Senate, as you try and recruit candidates, they're going to be looking at that political environment and saying, am I going to be running against the tide or with the tide? And there's a big difference based on who you nominate.
So this guy has never been a Trump supporter. And I want to see the final list here, folks. And I want to see who voted. And it's bad to say this I'm a card-carrying member of the Republican Party, folks. But I don't trust my elected leaders. I just don't trust them. And you should not either. I want to demand to see how all of them voted. That's what I want to see. I want to see how every single one of these senators voted. And I want to know why they did this in private. Why was this vote done in private? Because right now, here's what everybody in the country right now is now wondering, okay, and you're going to have a lot of conspiracy theories out there and people saying, okay, well, did so-and-so vote? I mean, they're out there saying, well, I voted for Rick Scott. Only 13 people voted for Rick Scott. What does that tell you about the current condition of the Republican Party, at least on the Senate side? This is absolutely insane. All right, I think we got Keith back now. All right, Keith, sorry about the phone garbling there. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Okay, real quickly, since it's a bad phone connection. First, the Senate Majority Leader, of course, does not have the power that the Speaker of the House would have. So that's one good thing. He doesn't have the power that the House Speaker would have over the House. And secondly, it's not so much his rhino policies, it's seniority. In the Senate, seniority rules, and a lot of senators voted for him because of seniority and not because of politics.
I think that's a fair assessment. But the issue here is, and we saw this with Mitch McConnell, and John Thune is basically a less wrinkled version of Mitch McConnell here, Keith. So the question is, will Thune still be able to maintain, that McConnell group and stop some of these nominees, specifically Pete Hegseth, who I think is going to have a little bit of trouble getting his nomination through the Senate?
I don't think Thune is going to go again.
Okay, yeah, we've unfortunately got a really bad phone connection here, guys. Keith, sorry about that, my friend. Okay, so let's reset. We're waiting for the vote on Speaker of the House. We will bring that to you as it happens. Any new details on President Trump's private meeting with Joe Biden, we'll bring those to you as well. Coming up, we've got some great guests. Our good friend Liz Peek's going to drop by. We've sent Ben Dieter out on the road. Today, we are raising money for a big cause. We're going to tell you more about that coming up a little bit later this hour. Also, Congressman Mike Collins is coming up in the next block, actually. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. In the meantime, we want to welcome all of our new listeners. We picked up a lot of folks after Election Day because of our big Election Night special. And I want to encourage you folks, go check out ToddStearns.com. We have a lot of great stuff for you to check out there. Also, our store, Christmas coming up, so we have a lot of wonderful gifts that you can buy your conservative loved one over at ToddStearns.com. All right, hang tight, folks. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. The story of MyPillow is a testament to faith and transformation. Mike Lindell, once battling addiction, found a new path when he embraced faith and began following Jesus. In gratitude, Mike is excited to share an exclusive offer with our listeners. Right now, the standard MyPillow is available for just $14.88, a savings that's too good to pass up. There's a limit of 10 per customer, so don't wait to take advantage of this amazing deal now with promo code STARNS. Mike believes God gave him the idea for MyPillow in a dream, and it's designed with your comfort in mind. The pillow holds its shape and adapts perfectly to your unique sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned for the best night's sleep. And there's more. Take home a four-piece kitchen set for only $25. Enjoy the new mattress topper at $99.99 or pick up the luxurious MyPillow bed sheet starting at $49.98. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to unlock huge discounts. Don't miss out. Order today. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Georgia and the 10th Congressional District. Congressman Mike Collins joins us. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, good to be with you.
All right, so looks like Senate Republicans screwed us again. John Thune winning the Senate majority race. Your reaction to that?
Long as he's America first and we're going to push America first policy, that's what we got to have. We got to have somebody going to do that, 100%.
Well, it doesn't look like we do. I mean, this guy is not just on the record. He's been out on TV for years bashing President Trump. I just don't understand what was going on in the Senate. I know you're on the House side, and we're going to get to that in a second. But this is really concerning for all of us conservative voters who go out there. We give it our all. We give our money to support these candidates, and they turn around and pull something like this.
Well, need to hold his feet to the fire then. You know, we got the 800-pound gorilla in the White House. We've got every opportunity out there right now from the House to the Senate. And there is no reason that we shouldn't make history in the 119th Congress. We ought to be able to get everything done that President Trump has promised the American people without any question and get this deadline place back on track. It's not that hard to do. And if it gets down to the point where that's not happening, then I think you're going to see changes that happen.
There have to be. And, Congressman, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but this president has a mandate from the American people massive changes.
Mm-hmm. And fast. I mean, starting on day one. So this is not like we got to get to know you. We're going to see how this thing plays out. No, this thing's on jet fuel, man. It's time to fire these rockets and roll.
Congressman, can you tell us about the House leadership vote? How is that going?
Well, we haven't voted yet. We won't vote till the end of the week. I don't think you're going to see. You probably won't see any change in the leadership from, you know, as the way it goes right now, from the Speaker down through the whip. The biggest thing is, Todd, and we've heard it, you know, we had candidate forums this morning, even from Speaker Johnson. He's 100% on board with whatever Trump needs done. We're going to do it over here. And he is 100% behind the America First policies. And that's what's got to happen. It's more about, as long as you're going to push these policies and you're going to make this Congress and this House unified and make sure that we stay unified and people stay together on this thing, that's what's got to happen. We don't need fractured. We don't need people going off the reservation. We all be on the same page, and that page needs to be what Donald Trump campaigned on and has promised the American people.
Congressman, I want to paint the picture for our audience. There you are, front row today. You posted a photo. There is the president. I mean, it looks like you're just within a few feet of him. and you've got a Mountain Dew, not a diet Mountain Dew, sir. You're doing the Dew, sir. I respect that.
That's a Southern thing, you know.
you know, after I got my mechanical heart valve, I drank a Mountain Dew, and I could feel my valve doing extra rotations. That's the power of the Mountain Dew. What was that like? President Trump walks into the room. Take us through that experience.
No, it was electric. You know, you had President Trump come in. You even had Elon Musk sitting on the front row up there. You could feel it. Listen, this energy, and I know I've said it time and time again on the campaign trail, and back then I used to say that I hope I don't have blinders on, and I didn't have blinders on. There is an electricity in the air, and there is an energy, and people are expecting things out of us. And if Thune doesn't do it, then by God, I guarantee you he can be replaced, and he will be replaced. We're at that point in the history of this country. Anybody in leadership, if they're not willing to toe the line, then there's not going to be any reason to keep them. So I think that goes for anybody up here. But you could feel somebody that genuinely cares about this country, and President Trump does. You can see it in him. You can see it in how he's comfortable about what he believes in, and he doesn't tiptoe around things. He tells you what he sees. He tells you what he believes. He tells you what he wants to do, and there's no faking it. There's no putting up a show just because you're in front of a different crowd, and that's what I like about the man. And he's genuine, and we've got to run this place like a business. We've got the power to do it, and by God, it's time to get rolling. You couldn't wipe this grin off my face for nothing.
Congressman, what tell us about some of the things the president told the conference today.
Well, he said we need to stay unified. We need, you know, he praised Johnson for getting this thing across the line, keeping a majority, and committing to do America First policy. So you're going to see a number of things happen. You know, day one, we know he's going to have to sign some executive orders just to stop some of this mess that's going on, like on the southern border. But then we've got a number of things that are teed up from inflation battling to energy independence to making sure that we build that wall and we secure that border, to making sure we kick these illegal aliens out of our country. That's going to happen. That can happen, and it will happen.
Congressman Mike Collins from the great state of Georgia on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And the congressman was on the front row when President Trump came in and addressed the GOP conference today. I'm curious about your colleagues in the House. Are they just as determined and fired up as you are?
Well, you know, I'm sure that some are in a little bit swingier type district. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. What they need to understand is we can give cover and make sure that they're okay, but they've got to make sure that they understand that we've got an agenda, we've got a mandate, and I think everybody does. I feel very comfortable in saying that they do. And, you know, whether they're as excited about it as me, I don't know. I came up here on a mission, and that mission can happen now that we've got Trump in the White House and we've got a Senate. You can bet your bottom dollar the first thing I'm going to try to push, we need Lake and Riley passed. Matter of fact, I'd love to see it go back through. The Senate needs to pick it up now. I'd love to have people on record on how they want to vote in the end of the 118th Congress in the Senate. But Lake and Riley can actually help our ICE agents to get out there and deport these criminals. And there's some other things that we've got out there that I've got out there with some other folks that we're going to start pushing that can help make sure that law enforcement has the tools they need that we can get rid of these thugs and these criminals that have invaded our country.
That's it. And Congressman, how confident are you that on day one we will see the mass deportation begin?
I think Tom Homan would get started today if they would let him. I feel very confident of that. The man's capable. He's shown he's done it before. He did it when he was in the Obama administration, God's sake. So he knows what to do. As a matter of fact, I've had so many local law enforcement sheriffs in my district, and they came up to me all during the past year and just said, look, Mike, if you'll just give us the go-ahead, we know where they're at. We know our county like the back of our hands. We know where to go get them. We can pick them up. We can have them gone within a week.
I love it. Congressman, I'm excited about this. And again, it's the president has a mandate. He won the popular vote. He'll win the Electoral College. The one slight concern, I mean, we still have a couple of House seats out before we can declare Johnson, the Republicans control the House. Is that right, or has that changed?
Well, I think that, we've got control of the House, and I'm not sure if they've even called the one out in Washington. You know, they got jungle primaries and jungle generals out there, which the top two vote getters that come out of the primary go to the general. And you've got one seat out there that two Republicans are running against each other for the general. You know it's going to be a Republican. So, but the AP hadn't given that seat to the Republicans yet. When I looked at it, I think it was yesterday morning while I was looking at it. So you know that it's going to be a Republican.
Yeah.
But that's the AP. Look, they'll play those type of games just to try to stall anything they can do to slow down us getting our leadership, our organization in place, and getting our plan moving. They'll do that, and that's okay. Let them play whatever games they want to. We've got things in play. We've got a process, and we got a plan, bro.
I want to read this. I want to read this to you. This just happened on the floor of the Senate. This is Chucky Schumer. And I'll just read the quote to you, Congressman. I congratulate Senator Thune on being chosen by his colleagues as the next Republican leader. I look forward to working with him. We've done many bipartisan things here in the Senate together, and I hope that continues. No, what Chuck Schumer just said is that the Republicans have capitulated and they've surrendered to the Democrats, and that's what they call bipartisan. And all I can say is no compromise. We've got a rule. We've got to govern with an iron fist. That's what the Democrats would do, and we know that because that's what they've done. I mean, so we need to do the same thing the Democrats do.
You're exactly right. And if he wants to call bipartisan where they get on board with America First and do what we're pushing,
come on down.
Get on board.
That's it.
Come on over.
All right, Congressman, we got to leave it there. I know you're a busy man, and we're excited to get you back on the show. This is, again, I think it's a huge, huge win for America.
Oh, I do too. I do too, man. This is, and everybody out there, I appreciate your help. You know, getting out and vote. Todd, appreciate you keeping this on the front runner burner and keeping people engaged. That's what's wanted. I've been out all across this country, and it's just everyday, ordinary, blue-collar folks that are sick and tired of what's been going on, whether it be their pocketbook or their family security. And there is a true mandate out there, and we've got to act on it. We don't. There's no reason for me to be up here.
That's it. All right, Congressman Mike Collins from the great state of Georgia. Congressman, thank you. By the way, folks, Senator Thune comes from a deep red state. South Dakota is it's very, very conservative. He only votes conservative 62% of the time. That's what Chucky Schumer was just talking about. That's what they call the bipartisanship, is that Thune has been working with the Democrats. This is not good. This is not good at all. And all these Republicans now coming out, Ted Cruz, the latest, oh, I voted for Rick Scott. Okay, only 13 of you voted for Rick Scott. So we're doing the math here. So somebody's not telling us the truth. We need honesty. We need transparency. And that's why this should have been a public vote. Got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and our executive producer, Ben Dieter, is in South Haven, Mississippi at Landers Nissan. That's a car dealership, Ben Dieter. Are you getting some new wheels out there?
No, Todd. No, this isn't about me getting a new car from Nissan. This is about really helping families across the Mid-South region put presents under the Christmas tree, which is, it's crazy to think, Todd, it is that time of the year.
This is called Affordable Christmas, and we started this last year, and you folks were so incredibly generous. And you have an opportunity to be a part of that by going to toddstearns.com and just click on our live show blog. It's the one that says Bulletin, and you'll be able to see the link there so you can donate. So give us an idea of what Affordable Christmas is all about, Dieter.
So what this organization does, and this isn't where you donate and you don't know where your donations are going. This is going to purchase toys. And so what they'll do is get all of these toys, put it in a shop, and then parents across the region will be able to come shop for all sorts of different things for their kids at one-tenth of the price, hence the name Affordable Christmas. And you've got to think, a lot of these families in these tough economic conditions that you talk about on your show, it is tough. So it's an awesome opportunity for folks to get out there and have the dignity of going shopping. That's like half of the point of Christmas, is going out to your shopping malls, the Tanger outlets, and that's what they want to provide to these. So whether that's Barbie dolls, Hot Wheels cars, you name it, those toys are going to be one-tenth the price as a result of the great donations that are coming in today.
And one of the things that's really exciting about this, when I was a kid growing up in South Haven, Mississippi, I went to Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School. I talk about Hope P. Sullivan all the time on this program. So a lot of the kids that are going to be beneficiaries of this are actually boys and girls who go to Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School. And it's really exciting that our national audience might be able to make Christmas a little bit brighter for those little boys and girls when they wake up on Christmas morning and maybe see a beautiful brand new toy or doll under the tree, Ben.
And I've talked to some of these families that have been the beneficiaries of this generosity on the show frequently. They've come on saying that it really did put a smile on not just the kids' face, but those parents that are maybe not able to go to Toys R Us and buy those. I mean, toys are expensive, Todd. I don't know that you're buying toys for a lot of people, but some of those toys can be pricey. So those families that get to go shopping, they do it themselves. They'll also be a wrapping station, so they're able to wrap their gifts that they just bought at one-tenth of the cost to put under their trees. And it's a great church behind it. It's Trinity Baptist here in South Haven, Mississippi. They are the definition of hands and feet of Jesus. And let's not forget, that is the reason of the season. So it's an awesome opportunity to be out here. And the reason we're actually at Nissan Landers in South Haven, this is huge. They'll actually be doubling what we raised today in donation. So they're going to match what we can raise today. So that's why we're out here not buying cars, but getting those Christmas gifts for those kiddos out there.
All right. I love it. And Ben Dieter's going to be out there for the entire show. So if you're in the South Haven or Olive Branch area and you want to meet Ben Dieter, you can go out to Nissan, Landers Nissan, and meet Ben Dieter. And I know that he would love to say hello. And also, you want to bring a donation, bring a toy that you can. Is that what they want to do? I mean, when they show up, do they need to bring something, cash? What do they need to do?
They can bring toys. We want new toys. So if you go to Target, you go to Walmart, you see a cute toy, you drop it off here today. But on your website, Todd, there are drop-off locations. But for a national audience, they're not probably going to be able to come down and hang out with us in Mississippi, which is where you can go to Trinity. The website's on your website, and donate there.
All right, folks, just go to toddstearns.com, and you'll see all the information there, toddstearns.com. All right, Ben Dieter, we're going to let you get back to it. We will check in with you next hour. And again, you heard the news there, folks, that Landers Nissan, a great family-friendly car dealership, they're going to double whatever we raise. So if we raise $10,000, they'll drop in $10,000 as well. That's a pretty cool thing. So again, go to toddstearns.com and click on the live show blog, which says it's the Bulletin, anti-Trump John Thune elected Senate leader, and you'll see all the information there. All right, hang tight, folks. Hour two of the big show coming up, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hour two of the big show coming up. Liz Peek is going to drop by, and of course, we'll also check in with Ben Dieter. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. I am Todd Starnes, your voice of truth across this great nation. Hope things are going well. We've got a lot to get through this hour of the program. And again, the breaking news from the last hour, Senator John Thune elected by the Senate Republicans. And this is a great big up yours to the American people and specifically America First voters. Let me explain something about the Senate, and there was a little bit of a dust up yesterday, day before yesterday. We've been talking about this quite a bit on our socials, and if you've been on my Twitter feed, you know that we've been getting millions of engagements over all of this stuff. So it's a big deal, and the senators are very upset over this, and not just me, but a lot of the other conservatives out there are also raising these concerns. And the senators are taking great offense at this because in the U.S. Senate, the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, they believe that you have no right to tell them what to do. That once they are elected, they become little tiny kings or queens. And how dare you question what they do? How dare you demand anything of your U.S. senator? And ladies and gentlemen, not everybody's like that. I think we're pretty blessed here in Tennessee. We have two great ones here. I think Ted Cruz is good. Rand Paul is good. You've got others out there. But by and large, the Republican caucus in the Senate, they hate you. They hate everything you stand for. They hate Donald Trump. And I truly do hope that we're able to get the Trump agenda through the U.S. Senate. I truly do. Because I suspect we're going to have some problems there. Big time. Now, I want to give out our telephone number. If you want to become a part of the show, you've got to, you're going to have to reach out and give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, last night, President Trump announced that Pete Hegseth from over at Fox was going to be his pick to lead the Pentagon. And I think this is a pretty brilliant outside-of-the-box selection. Now, I've known Pete for a number of years, and a little bit of Fox News trivia. When, Pete came to the network in 2014. I came in 2005. Pete's wife happened to be my executive producer, so we were pretty close. And we were, as a matter of fact, my EP's office was directly next to mine. And so I saw Pete and his wife, Jen, on a number of occasions. They have since moved to the Nashville area. And Hegseth is a big Tennessee Volunteer fan. So, you know, he's good people. So anyway, all you know what has broken loose as a result of Pete Hegseth being named Secretary of Defense. And I think we have some audio. This is from Whoopi Goldberg. From The View, did I send that over to you there, Dylan? Do we have that? All right, we'll get to that. All right, this is Whoopi Goldberg just moments ago.
That's not true.
So is this the guy who's qualified to make decisions about the most powerful military in the world who clearly does not know anything about the military?
You know, and also I feel insulted. I'm a morning TV host, and I've been here the longest.
Yes.
Where's my ambassadorship to Italy, Donald? Was it something I said?
Beyond what he's saying just about women, the scary part is the Secretary of Defense is the highest ranking member of the federal cabinet, and there is a budget of $841 billion. It's the largest government agency. It operates 4,800 sites in over 160 countries. And as someone who right now we stand here with a country that has a lot of turmoil in the Middle East, in Russia and Ukraine, even in Asia with China, it makes me more than a little worried that you're picking someone who has, he served for 5 or 6 years. He was mid-ranking, never has worked in the government. Mm-hmm. And you can say the government's bureaucratic and get an outside person that's going to clean it up, but it hasn't been cleaned up yet. And therefore you have to understand the place you're going into to operate it at its most efficient capacity. So it's alarming.
It's alarming. Oh, my word. What was that man thinking? Pete Hegseth is just are you kidding me? Donald Trump, he chose a weekend talk show host to be the Pentagon leader. That's literally what they're out there arguing about. And they're accusing Pete Hegseth of just being selected because he's a host at Fox News Channel. Now, I want to share some background with you about Hegseth. And again, I know him and I'm a pretty good judge of character. He's a good guy. 44 years old, Pete Hegseth is. And he's been around the world a time or two. Now, I can tell you that Hegseth has served two tours of duty in war zones, Iraq and Afghanistan. He also served and worked at Guantanamo Bay. So Hegseth is a very well-established combat veteran. He served in the Army for 20 years. He was decorated with not one but two bronze medals, along with a number of other awards and distinctions. This is a guy who, and again, they're saying they want you to think this is some nobody who has a talk show on cable television, and that's the only reason that Donald Trump chose him. That is not why Donald Trump chose him to lead the Pentagon. It's because Hegseth has been a passionate defender of veterans for years. That Pete Hegseth has been out there standing up for veterans when nobody else was. That's who Pete Hegseth is. That's why he was selected. As a matter of fact, when Pete returned to the States after serving honorably in the war zone, and by the way, he volunteered to go into those hot zones. That tells you the kind of caliber of a man Pete Hegseth is. When he got back home, he headed up an effort to help veterans get the benefits they desperately needed. And by the way, this is, you want to talk about his academic credentials because they act like he's a buffoon. This guy is anything but a buffoon. He graduated from two Ivy League schools. He got his undergrad at Princeton, and he got his graduate degree. And by the way, it's a master's in public policy. He doesn't know anything about running the Pentagon. Really, he's got a master's in public policy from Harvard University. And Elizabeth Warren is out there saying she's demeaning Hegseth. Pocahontas. She's out there demeaning Pete Hegseth, saying that, he's just a weekend talk show host. Anybody hear drums? Is that just me? Sorry. So let's, again, dissect her argument. So she says this guy's not qualified. Really? He served 20 years in the Army. He's got combat experience. He's seen war up close and personal. What about you? What about you, Liz? How many years did you serve in the military, Liz? Liz Warren says that her qualifications are that she had two brothers that served. Well, God love them and God bless their service, and we honor that. But, Liz, you didn't serve. What's wrong with you, Liz? Why didn't you serve? You know, here's what gets me about all these folks up on Capitol. And by the way, this is Republicans and Democrats, because you got war hawks on both sides of the aisle. And here's what gets me. They have this bloodlust. They want, and because they serve, they are servants of a greater master, being the military-industrial complex. And that military-industrial complex thrives on war. That's how they make their money. The more soldiers get killed, the more happy the military-industrial complex is. But honestly, maybe we need to be in a position where if you've never served in combat, you do not have a right to send the sons and daughters of America off to war. Because how many wars have the Republicans gotten us involved in, and we had no business being in those wars? That's not a Democrat thing. That's a Republican thing. Now it's a Democrat thing. But I want to go back to Iraq. So, but again, Senator Warren is out there saying, well, this guy's not qualified. Okay. How is he not qualified? How is he not qualified? Not only is he a combat veteran, not only is he an Ivy League grad, he's married, he's got 7 kids. All of this for a guy who just turned 44 years old back in June. And I would be curious to know what makes Pocahontas, who has no military experience, think she has more expertise than a combat veteran who was awarded 2 Bronze Stars. Again, does anybody hear the drums? I hear drums. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is I've had an opportunity to analyze all of the things that she's alleging here. And it just seems to me that Pocahontas is way off the reservation, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody else hear that? Maybe it's just me. So here's why they're upset. And I think this is pretty brilliant. But Pete Hegseth doesn't believe that women should serve in combat roles. In all seriousness, this is one of the reasons why they hate this guy. Because Pete Hegseth, you know why? He's a red-blooded American man. He doesn't want a woman. He doesn't want American women to have to go out and fight the wars. And I know this is going to sound sexist to a lot of the magenta-haired Subaru drivers in America, but I want you to understand something. Fighting wars is men's work, and it should be men's work. We should not be subjecting the daughters of America to the horrors of what happens on the battlefield. We just shouldn't. And it sickens me that the Democrats are more than willing to put beautiful American women on the front lines so they can have their body parts blown to smithereens. And that's always angered me. I don't judge, I don't. If a young lady wants to join the military and she wants to have that kind of life, she ought to be able to do that. I don't begrudge that at all. I honor anybody who wants to serve and to defend our freedom. But there is a place in the military, and that place is not on the front lines. Here's Pete Hegseth, cut 4.
I'm straight up just saying we should not have women in combat roles. It hasn't made us more effective, hasn't made us more lethal, has made fighting more complicated. We've all served with women, and they're great. Mm-hmm. It just, our institutions don't have to incentivize that in places where not traditionally, over human history, men in those positions are more capable.
And I completely agree with that. Coming up, we're going to play some more audio. He also talks about the wokeness that has infected our military. We're going to be taking your calls on Pete Hegseth. What do you think about President Trump's out-of-the-box choice? Mainstream media going completely nuts. And so are, by the way, a lot of Republicans in the Senate. And this is why John Thune is very concerning here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's say hello to Louise in Toccoa, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. All right, Louise, what do you think about Pete Hegseth?
I think it's the greatest move Trump's ever made other than Elon Musk. I put him right up there with him.
Louise, yeah, I completely agree with you there. And again, you know, you mentioned Elon Musk and President Trump naming him and Vivek Ramaswamy to a brand new department that's really going to trigger the left. It's the all new Department of Government Efficiency, which is really not a department. They're not going to have a building. They're not going to have a big staff. I think it's basically going to be Elon and Vivek in a room with a red pen just marking out stuff. So I can't wait to see this administration in action.
Well, I can't either. And there's something else I was going to ask you about. I think we all know 2020 was rigged by now very easily. You know, there wasn't any way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. You know, I'm lucky if he got 8 million. But, you know, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I'm sure it could never happen. But don't you think we owe Trump 4 more years?
Well, Trump was joking about that earlier today, and a lot of people are taking him seriously. It was just a joke. But no, he can't. He's not allowed to do that under our current U.S. Constitution. But, Louise, I suspect J.D. Vance will be more than happy to pick up the mantle of the America First movement. Louise, thank you for that great call. Let's go to John in Kentucky. John, what's your take on Pete Hegseth?
Well, first of all, I had the pleasure of meeting him when I was living in Ohio. And this guy, he is just so laser focused on taking care of our military and our veterans. He headed up an organization called Concerned Veterans of America. He personally saw to it when they did tours. He made sure things were being done and he got the message out. And so also there is a reckoning coming. And I, you know, and this is the impression I got. He placed Pete Hegseth in that position because there's a reckoning coming for all those woke generals and those people, especially when we're dealing with what happened in Afghanistan. I just really believe that a lot of these woke generals are going to be seeking out retirement. And I hope he pulls General Miley in and brings him up on charges of treason for calling the his Chinese counterpart. Because honestly, I've seen this guy in action. He is somebody you don't want to mess with. And he is an outsider, Todd. And the most important thing, he believes in the Lord. He believes in his country, and he loves his country, and he's proved that numerous amounts of time. And here's one more thing. He keeps in contact with his men he served with, Todd. What kind of person is that? That's a man of honor.
He is a man of honor, and he's a good friend. I've, you know, he and his wife, we got to socialize together back during my years in New York City. They were very kind, came out to one of my book signings, and I posted a photograph on the Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't follow me on Instagram, just look for Todd Stearns FNC, and you'll see that there. John, thank you for weighing in here, and I know you're a military veteran, and we respect and thank you for your great service. 901-260-5926. Real quick, I want to get to this. You're going to be hearing a lot about this, and I want you to understand the context of what's going on here. So the Wall Street Journal reported that Trump was putting together a committee that would purge generals and officers who were woke. All right. They're calling it a warrior board to review the top military officials. Ladies and gentlemen, This is a brilliant move, and let me explain why. And you're going to hear how, you know, there's a purge. No, well, it is a purge, but it's a purge that needs to happen. Because when Obama was president, Barack Hussein Obama fired 198 officers, generals, high-level military personnel, 198. And why did he do that? Because every one of those generals would be considered a gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable. Rock-solid conservative American patriots. And what did Obama do? He literally reconfigured and fundamentally transformed the Pentagon into this social engineering petri dish, which is why you've got all of these drag queens in the Navy and the Air Force right now. And so Trump is going in, and they all see this, right? And Hegseth, he is a fierce, fierce opponent of the wokeness that has infested the military. So they're going to go in and they're going to clean house. And that's what this is all about. I got no problem with this warrior board or MAGA military. We need a MAGA military, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need the Navy SEALs and stiletto heels. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me.
Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend, Fox News contributor Liz Peek. Liz, wow, what an election day. We haven't talked since election night. You were a part of our coverage. And, man, President Trump's got a mandate. How about that?
I know. And I think even those of us who are optimistic that he was going to win, you know, I did not see him winning the popular vote. I did not see him winning almost every swing county. I mean, it's really a remarkable achievement. And I think it's remarkable, too, that Democrats are still trying to figure out what happened, you know, kind of going back to their old playbook and saying, huh, I guess we got this wrong. Boy, did they. And you know, that's kind of good news for Republicans, because until they get it right, I kind of see Republicans winning. And you know, boy, we have a deep bench. I mean, going forward, if Trump can execute, Tom, on all these ambitions that he has, good for him. I think he will. I think he's assembling a very good team to do that. And, you know, that's really setting up the next generation of Republican leadership, which is, as I say, incredibly strong.
You know, the word coming out today of John Thune winning the Senate majority race, and of course, that's a big disappointment to the conservatives who wanted Rick Scott. What's your take on that, and is that going to impact the Trump agenda in the Senate?
I don't think so. I think Thune and Cornyn and, of course, Rick Scott all had committed to basically working with Donald Trump to get his agenda through. They made that clear in talking, for example. I think they all came out and said, yeah, recess appointments, if that's what you want, if that expedites this startup, let's do it. And I think, look, John Thune was the number two in the Senate, been there a long time. That's not all bad. If he is willing to work with Donald Trump, he has heft. He's a popular guy. And I think with Rick Scott, you could have ended up in just endless turmoil with all the stalwarts of the old guard not wanting to play ball. And listen, we need them to play ball, right? I mean, this has to be every Republican legislator, both houses of Congress, moving towards the same objective. And I'm hopeful that Thune sees the writing on the wall here. Look, this is a mandate. They have the majority because of Donald Trump. And I think the Senate needs to remember that. I think they will.
Liz, let's talk about the meeting today. It's interesting. The vice president was not there. President Trump, Joe Biden, and man, did Joe Biden, he have a big old smile on his face today.
He sure did. I know. What do you make of that? I mean, is it possible that he really was so angry at having been deposed and dumped basically by his party that he really was eager to kind of hit back at them, that he really did immediately nominate Kamala Harris to run in place of him because he knew that she would not be a good candidate? By the way, we all knew she wasn't going to be a good candidate. It was, I literally wrote a piece, I think 3 years ago, saying that she was a great insurance policy for Joe Biden because no one was going to, you know, push him overboard if she was the replacement. Well, look what happened. That's exactly what happened. So, you know, look, I don't know what's in Joe Biden's mind. I'm grateful that they had a cordial meeting. I think it was terrific that Melania Trump did not grace Jill Biden with her presence and have the normal tea, because Jill Biden has been part of this administration, if not one of the prime movers of being attack dogs to the Trumps. And I think it was perfectly appropriate to say, no, people who have sticked the FBI on me and my family, by the way, my family, too, including Barron, rifled through my underwear drawer, they do not get me to come and sit down and have tea. So bravo to her.
1,000%. And good for Melania Trump. I know a lot of people are giving her grief on the left. But I think that was a very wise decision. And again, somebody owes her an apology. That's just unacceptable. But again, Liz, this is, I don't know, there just seems to be an excitement around the country. And I think maybe even a sigh of relief that now the grownups are back in charge.
Yeah, I think that's true. I would say not everywhere in the country. I live in New York, as you know. And I'm sure we've had our fair share of women shaving their heads and doing other completely preposterous things to signal their displeasure. I spoke to one of my relatives who lives in Maine. He said the place is just such an incredible gloom fest. He can't believe it. And that's too bad because, you know what, the rest of the country is ready to make America great again. Todd, there's so much stupidity going on and infecting our daily lives. And Donald Trump is the person who got up and said, no, we're not going to let biological men compete against our daughters and our sisters in sports. It's stupid. And people responded to these things because they know it's stupid. We're not going to set our bail laws in such a way that criminals roam free, because guess what? They're criminals and it's dangerous. And yes, we're going to close our border. All of those things are things that are extremely popular, including, by the way, deportations. And you can just set your clock. You know, and I know that the liberal media in particular, but liberals in general, are going to go berserk when they start deporting people out of the U.S. And yet the majority of the country wants that to happen.
And not only that, there's been a long track record of that happening. Bill Clinton back in the 1990s deporting at least 11 million illegals. So really, if Trump wanted to, he could say they're just going back to the Democrat policies of the 1990s.
Yeah, and Barack Obama.
That's
remember,
right.
Deporter in chief. I mean, he didn't earn that slur, because it was a slur from the left, for no reason. He actually did deport a great many people who were in the country illegally. Look, if you want to come to the United States, great. We welcome immigration. And everyone has always said that. But do it legally. That's the recipe for success. And so, you know, when you have border towns, in Texas, 90% Hispanic, voting overwhelmingly for Donald Trump, you can be pretty darn sure that this is a successful and popular idea. So, you know, Democrats just really had their fingers in their ears and their hands over their eyes. They didn't see, they didn't hear what the country was saying. You know, they've got some time to think about that.
Liz, let's talk about the administration, and it's starting to fill out a little bit. Tulsi Gabbard, the latest name for Director of National Intelligence. A lot of names out there. Pete Hegseth nominated. What's your take on the folks that are going to be a part of this administration so far that we know of?
I'm really jazzed about almost all of them, including the two that you just mentioned. I think that they're being dismissed by liberal media as loyalists, as though that's a bad thing. What I would say is that they're allies and that there are people who are on board with Trump's agenda. You know, I had a lunch not long ago with John Ratcliffe, and he was saying, you know, yes, the Trump first term was chaotic. A lot of people left, but those were not Trump people. He did not have his own team in place. And I think what we're seeing now is he will very much have his own team in place, people who approve of and want to help with his agenda. And that's just a world of difference. So I'm really excited about Mike Waltz. I think he's a fantastic pick. I have to say, Todd, my most excited thing, and I think I said this to you before maybe, is Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk with the Government Efficiency Commission. I think it is awesome. And I have no idea how effective they'll be. But if there are two guys on this planet who could actually devise a way to shrink our bloated, redundant government, I would put them in the top of the pack.
Liz, I'm going to set aside my man card for just a moment. There was a movie back in the 1990s, I believe it was the 1990s, called Dave. Do you remember this movie?
Yeah.
It was about the American president. And so anyway, the president had a stroke, and then so they found a doppelganger who looked just like him, and he ran a company that got people jobs. So anyway, he goes in there and he brings in his best pal, who's like an accountant or something, to cut the fat out of the budget and to actually balance the budget. I imagine that's what Elon and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to do.
Well, I think, honestly, you know, with a $6 trillion budget, I mean, come on, there are so many opportunities to find fraud and waste. And I think, frankly, one of the fun things over the next several months is going to be, and it's already happening now on Twitter or X, is that people are sending in things saying, oh, here's six programs that make absolutely no sense at all. Let's get rid of them. And include, I saw some spending on a DEI Zoo, is that even possible? I don't know. Maybe they made it up. But I mean, there's going to be some great stuff that we're all looking at and saying, good Lord, who is the idiot who thought this one up? And Vivek, I think, had an incredible post today saying, people say you can't fire the bureaucracy, you can't, lay off people. Here's my approach. Everyone with a social security number that ends in an even number, they're gone. They're fired. And the civil service protections don't protect against mass layoffs. There you go. Just cut the federal staff in half, which I thought was hilarious. I don't think it's probably true, but, what a great idea, right?
Exactly.
Anyway,
well,
most of these agencies have so many people that are, they're not even actually at the office. A friend of ours took over Social Security under Trump, and he said there wasn't anyone in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true still.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. And again, over 2 million federal government workers. And I suspect those numbers are going to be dwindling very soon. Liz, we got to ramp it up there, but we'll be touching base soon. And great reporting, great analysis.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. The great Liz Peek, everybody, over at Fox News. All right. Hang tight. We got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. Some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Always an honor to have you joining us wherever you might be across this great nation. And coming up, we're going to be doing more of a deep dive into some of the picks in the new Trump administration. Also, it has been a bloodbath in many of the nation's newsrooms, and especially in corporate-owned radio. So we're going to get into more of that in just a few moments as well. I want to direct your attention to my website, toddstearns.com. If you go there, you will see a story at the top of the page, a beautiful little girl in pigtails drinking some hot cocoa. Join Todd to ensure low-income families have a Merry Christmas. Well, I want to go right now to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Ben Dieter has been out at Landers Nissan in South Haven, Mississippi, as our national audience contributes much-needed funding for this project. And Pastor Jeff Summers from Trinity Baptist Church joins us now. Pastor, good to have you with us on the show.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Todd. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell our listeners about Affordable Christmas and why you guys decided to get behind such a great project.
Well, Affordable Christmas is a ministry that helps low-income families to purchase and choose and purchase toys for their children. So it's not a simple handout. It's not something that, you know, you go buy the gifts and you give it to the parents or you give it to the kids, and kind of bypasses the dignity of a parent. And so Affordable Christmas, the ultimate purpose is to affirm the dignity of parents. And so, you know, God has created us to care and provide for our children. And no matter who you are, no matter what you lack, every parent has a desire to provide and care. And so Affordable Christmas takes something as simple as celebrating Christmas with gifts for your kids and being able to go out and purchase gifts and celebrate with your children, and says, how can we affirm God's good design for parents and affirm those parents who are, for whatever reason, cannot provide for their kids? And so we it's set up to do that. And so it provides opportunity for parents to really go in to a store that's set up in our church facility. They go in and they choose the toys for their kids, and then they put something towards that. And basically, it's one-tenth the cost of what you would pay retail. And so it really affirms their dignity. And so one of the things that an example of something that happened with a parent that came in, a single mom, and we have a wrapping section. And so we have volunteers that help wrap with their parents and those kind of things. And so they were finishing up wrapping, putting a tag on it, and it's from and it's to the child. And she asked our volunteer, do we put this from your church? And she said, no, this, you did this. You selected it, you purchased it.
Wow.
And it's from you. And so that's a kind of a small microcosm of what low-income parents are kind of emotionally and how they see themselves, that, hey, I need a handout. This is from you. And we're trying to flip that script and say, you provided this. You did this. You are doing what God has designed you to do as a parent. And so the ministry is set up that way. So it's more than a simple, you know, providing Christmas for kids. It is really what we're trying to do is affirm the dignity of parents, that no matter what you lack in materially or in finances, there's a way of doing that.
And we have a very short amount of time here, Pastor, so let me jump in here. And again, if you're in the listing area in the Memphis area, You can actually drop by, go by Landers Nissan, and you can bring new toys. So you got this is not old toys. These are brand new, unopened toys. Is that right, Pastor?
All brand new. We want the best for our families that are coming in, just like we would go to a store. And so they're all.
I think this is, it's a beautiful thing. And if you are listening to us, you know, in Portland, Maine or Salem, Oregon, you have an opportunity to still be a part of all of this. And you can go to my website, toddstearns.com, and you'll see the headline, Join Todd to Ensure Low Income Families Have a Merry Christmas. There is a link that you can donate money. And then the church will go out and Jeff, we got about 30 seconds here, but I guess you guys will go out and use that money to buy Christmas gifts.
Exactly. We have a team that goes out and shops and they purchase the gifts that are needed, and we set it up in our gym basically. And so families from our local schools come in and shop. So we're thankful for. You know, they'll match every donation up to $7,500, and that's very generous of them to do that.
That's huge. And again, they're going to match those donations, $7,500, folks. Landers Nissan will match that. So that's huge. So we've got a job to do as a national show. Let's get out there and make those donations. If you're in the South Haven area, that's for all of you KWAM listeners, go out there, drive over there during your lunch break and drop off those toys, or you can actually drop off a financial donation. Maybe you don't have time to go down to Walmart, but you can still drop by a donation as well. Pastor Jeff, we're going to have to leave it there, but we thank you. Is Ben Dieter behaving himself? That's the big question.
We're keeping an eye on him.
All right, put him on the prayer list. You know, he's a preacher's kid, so you got to watch out for those. That's all right, Pastor Jeff, we got... There you go. We'll check in with Ben Dieter in the next hour. Again, you can, in the break, go to toddstearns.com. Click on the link. You'll see the story there. And let's make this a merry, merry Christmas. All right. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 coming up next.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, pardon me. Jeez, I was fighting with my headphones. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, your voice of truth and hope across this great nation. And ladies and gentlemen, we have got a lot of fun stuff happening this hour of the program. We're going to be checking back in with Ben Dieter. He is out collecting toys right now at a car dealership in South Haven, Mississippi. We'll explain why in just a few moments. But in the meantime, you can go to toddstearns.com and you can make a donation. We're helping a lot of low-income families not only have a Merry Christmas, but also to do it with dignity and to provide and to protect the dignity of these families. And it's called Affordable Christmas, and you can find out details at toddstearns.com. And we're just going to be doing this week. It's just a quick way that we can help out our community and, of course, help out the area that I grew up in. I grew up in South Haven, Mississippi, and they're good people down there. All right, I want you to write down our telephone number. If you would like to be a part of today's program, all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's exactly what David did in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. And, David, I appreciate you holding over the break. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, just something I haven't heard a lot of people talk about, but I think it's kind of funny and something we really got saved from. In 2026, as you know, we're going to turn 250. And I can only imagine the horror show that would have been the birthday celebration had Kamala and the Democrats won. But now I'm thinking, what is Trump going to do for the nation's 250? Can you imagine? I mean, it's going to be huge fireworks and, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's going to be incredible. So
let me tell you something, David. If the Democrats had been in charge, Uncle Sam would have been wearing fake boobs and stiletto heels. I guarantee you that's what the celebration would have been looking like. It would have been a freak show.
Yeah, it would have been a whole focus on how terrible we are and our horrible history, and, you know.
But David, I have good news for you, my fellow Memphian, because President Trump has actually already announced that it is going to be a 12-month celebration. He's calling it Salute to America 250, and the president's calling for a great American state fair with pavilions from all 50 states, nationwide high school sporting contest, and the president wants to build the National Garden of American Heroes. So this is very exciting, and I think it's going to be one of the grandest celebrations in the history of the Republic.
Yeah, well, I know it didn't get a lot of attention during. It's a minor point, but I think, man, that was something that really was on my mind a little bit. I'm like, do you imagine how miserable that's going to be if it's on the way?
I think that's why Trump wanted to win, to be honest. He wants to be able to plan that party.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Take care, Todd.
All right, David. God bless you. And, David, if you're over in South Haven, Mississippi, drive over and say hello to Ben Dieter at Landers Nissan. So this is kind of exciting. We've never really done a remote, for the show, but typically we're at CPAC or the National Religious Broadcasters, or out at, I don't know, West Coast Baptist College. This may be the first time we've actually done a remote from a car dealership during the radio show. Before we get to some audio here, I want to share with you a story, and this is really, it's sad for those of you who are big radio fans, because the nation's radio community and industry is really going through it, taking one on the chin. There have been a lot of layoffs over the past 2 weeks, and most of them have come from iHeart radio stations and Cumulus radio stations, and it's really bad. And look, a lot of these stations are at the mercy of their overlords, and it is not pretty. Now, the big story this week in the radio trades is that Los Angeles radio station KFI, that's AM 640, 50,000-watt station out there in Los Angeles, and they announced massive layoffs. They literally gutted the news radio station's news team. So they had a staff of 25 people, now cut down to 12. Among those that was let go was their longtime news director, Chris Little. He joined the station in 1991 and was promoted to news director in 2000. Now, can you imagine that? Being, gosh, in your late 50s, I think Chris is in his late 50s, if you're doing the math, and all of a sudden you show up to work and your job's gone. And it's horrible. The budget cuts are just insane. And a lot of it, and I'm just, I don't know about you, and I know we have a lot of great independent radio stations that broadcast this show, but like iHeart and Cumulus, they force down, they call them cram downs. So they force their local radio stations to carry certain kinds of programs. And the local stations have absolutely no control. They are literally at the mercy of their corporate overlords. And that really troubles me, because I believe that mentality has literally destroyed the radio industry. And that's not to say that there are glimmers. And I would like to think that KWAM in Memphis, the radio station I own, we're one of the success stories. We're locally owned. We're locally run. And we care about our communities. Our radio programs reflect that. But in a lot of these towns, you don't even have local people. I mean, here in Memphis, if you wanted to go and talk to, you know, the morning talk show host at the iHeart News Talk station, that person doesn't even live in Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, it's crazy. There are no people there. You've got people. Let's say you're in. I'm just going to make something up here, so don't hold me to this. But let's say you're in Dallas, Texas. And you're hearing the news on your local talk station. And if it's an iHeart station, the news people are probably in Kentucky. I mean, it's insane. But they're doing it because they want to be cheap and because they made so many bad business decisions. They are just hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in debt, if not billions. And it's just terrible. And it's hurting not just the industry, but I think it hurts the audience because there's no loyalty to you. You know, we ask you as listeners of the Todd Stern Show to be loyal to our show and to listen and call in and support our sponsors. Be nice to Miss Cassie when you're calling into the program, and most of you are very nice. And so at the same time, we have a responsibility as, you know, as a station owner, as a host, to be loyal to you. And it's a relationship. It's a friendship. You don't get that in any other kind of a broadcasting venue. When you listen to a podcast, it's a one-sided conversation, right? It's the host of the podcast. And if they have a guest, the guest. If you're watching Newsmax or Fox News, you're not able to call in. You're not able to talk back. But in radio, you can do that. And that's why I believe that radio is always going to be around. I truly do. And I believe that radio's greatest days are still in front of us, not behind us. But the problem is that we've got a lot of these corporations and they're gutting these radio stations that are very successful and they're taking away resources and they're using those resources somewhere else. We had a guy that we hired and just one of the greatest fellas, and he came from iHeart and he never would take a vacation. And I said, dude, why are you not taking vacation? You have vacation time. And the reason why is because over at iHeart, when they want to fire somebody, they normally do it when you go on vacation. And I used to work at iHeart when it was known as Clear Channel. And I remember those days, and people would never want to take a vacation because they were afraid they would be fired. Can you imagine? You're taking the kids down to, I don't know, we can't say Disney World. I'll get in trouble. Six Flags. And you're on the roller coaster and you get a text message. Oh, yeah, we had to fire you. You're done. Don't come back. It's terrible the way they treat people. There's a good buddy of mine. Many of you may know him, Joe Pags, longtime syndicated radio show host, but his flagship station is actually in San Antonio, WOAI, great radio station, good people there. And he'd been there 19 years last week, and this happened while I was on the show. I literally got a text message from our good buddy Wyatt Cox over in Nevada. And Wyatt said, you're not going to believe this, but Joe Pags just got let go. Joe walked into the station to do his show the same way he has walked in over the past 19 years. And they said, oh, yeah, we had to lay you off today. You have to leave. And people wonder why radio is in the condition it's in. So, you know, here's my take on this. And I think if we're really going to fix radio, radio is important because it's really the only place where conservatives can have these kinds of conversations. And sadly, many of the talk radio stations in America are actually run, I'm talking corporately, are run by liberals who actually hate the content. I know of one city, and I cannot tell you the name of this. I wish I could tell you the name of the city. I have a friend who has a show on that station. And one day I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, your station has been literally off the air for like 2 days. And the guy responded, yeah, we know, but the engineer hates conservative talk radio, and he said he'd get to us when he can. There's another radio station, and the host were terrified of management because management was liberal, and they literally referred to the talk radio station as that white devil station. Can you imagine having to go into that work environment every single day? And then on top of that, you're just a husband or a wife, and you're trying to provide for your family. And you walk in, and it doesn't matter if you've been there 2 days or, 20 years, your job is not secure. That's the problem with radio. It has nothing to do with the people. It has everything to do with the management and these corporations. And I'm telling you this. I got to give props to, there's a great radio station in Gainesville, Georgia, for example. And it is a WDUN. And when you walk into that radio station, you're going to see an entire staff that's been there 10, 15, 20, 25 years. It's a family-owned radio station, family-run radio station. That says a heck of a lot about that family and their values. And I can repeat that story over and over and over again. We have most of the radio stations that carry us because they had a choice. These corporate radio stations, they don't have a choice. We had one big corporate radio station, and they were carrying this program, and they were forced to drop us because corporate wanted another show. And I was talking to that radio program director, and he was really upset because our show was getting huge, huge numbers. And the replacement show is a dud. And Dylan, I'm not going to name the name of the show because that's not the whole point of this conversation. The point is that hundreds of very good and decent radio people lost their jobs over the past couple of weeks. And I hope when you are looking at a radio station to listen to that you will support that locally owned, locally run radio station. Those people are out there working for you. When the lights go out, the storms come through, and you're trying to figure out what you need to do to protect your family, you can turn on the radio, and those people are going to be there. And they're going to be there because they live with you. They live among you. You go to church with them. Your kids go to school. You play baseball with these kids. You're with their kids. I'm telling you, that makes all the difference. And this is why I love radio. And, it's so funny. I'll go to a place. I was in Statesville, North Carolina, and I was getting ready to head out to my next whatever location. And somebody said, oh, wait a second. I listen to you on WSIC. I didn't realize you lived here in Statesville. And, of course, I don't. But the way we structure our show, folks think, wow, this is Starnes lives in Salem, Oregon, or Starnes lives in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. No, Starnes lives here in Memphis, Tennessee. But you know what? We all share the same values. And it's not me talking down. It's just us having a conversation on our great big radio front porch. And our numbers are going to grow. We're going to be adding more and more stations, but we're going to keep doing the same thing we have always done, which is delivering the very best radio program we can to you every single day. And I'm telling you, it's not over for radio at all. But we've got to figure out something about these corporations because they are hurting so many radio people in the industry, and that is not right. All right, we got to take a break here. Sorry, I didn't mean to rant on that, but that really bothers me, the way these corporations are treating these good radio people. Not to mention another network that actually, it was Cumulus, and they told their staffers, you either get the clot shot or you're out of a job. I know a lot of people that lost their jobs as a result of that. That's not right. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, coming up later tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, we're going to be bringing in a body language expert, and they've had a chance to monitor the conversation between Trump and Biden today. Also, Jill Biden and Kamala Harris. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight, 5 o'clock. And now you have an opportunity to actually become a co-owner of Newsmax thanks to their planned IPO. You can find out information at NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Now, Forbes is calling Newsmax a news powerhouse. It is a great investment, but of course, check with your financial advisors and your attorneys and all those folks. But in the meantime, if you want intel, you want info, go check it out, NewsmaxInvest.com.
All right,
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. So, Don Lemon, the former CNN guy, and by the way, talking about layoffs, continuing layoffs, hundreds of people at CNN are expected to lose their jobs, including Anderson Cooper. Can you believe that guy makes $20 million a year? Jeez, alone. The guy's got no audience. Then MSDNC may be sold by Comcast. And if that's the case, you're looking at probably the complete destruction of that channel. They've lost over 50% of their viewers. Anyway, Don Lemon, who got fired by CNN, is now doing his own little podcast. And he interviewed a guy in New York City. This is actually in Central Park. They didn't tell you this, but I noticed the background, and that is Central Park. Here is cut number six.
Women I've been talking to are really, really concerned, and they're emotional, and I think a lot of them have a right to be.
Politicians aren't perfect. They're imperfect like everybody else. Trump's rhetoric isn't for everybody. His style isn't for everybody. We got a lot of good things done under Trump.
Okay, then what they did, meaning a woman's right to choose, is removed
That's
under
not
Trump.
The only issue in this world, okay? A percentage of the female vote went up 2%. So are those women crazy? I mean, it's not 50%, but it's high 40s, and he got that. So ask those women, like, they voted for Trump. So clearly, it wasn't just abortion was the issue. Now, I agree. Even in very Republican states, you know, pro-choice amendments have done very, very well. Okay. So it is a concern. I think most people are pro-choice. Okay. But at the end of the day, like, there's a lot of people, there's other things. They're concerned about the broken border. They're concerned about crime. They're concerned about inflation. They're concerned about a lot of other things. So women are not one-dimensional. Men are not one-dimensional. And so if you're upset about abortion, great. If that's your prime issue, then go live in a state that's pro-choice. If it's not your one issue, like a lot of people voted for Trump, you got other things to care about, and he'll fix those things. Not totally, but he'll do his best.
I think it's easy for you to say as a man.
Well, dude, it's easy for me to say about a lot of things. Sure, I'm not a woman. That's why I don't opine on abortion.
There you go. Don Lemon was not expecting that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, hang tight. Got to take a break. We're going to your calls next, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, head over to ToddStearns.com and you can click on our Christmas logo. You'll see it there and help us as we raise some much needed funds. We're buying Christmas presents that will then be stocked in a store for low income families. And we would love to help you join us in our affordable Christmas project. We'll check in with Ben Dieter. He is will be standing by in just a few moments. Let's go to the phone lines. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Richard. Hi, Richard. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I'm glad you brought up the subject of the radio stations and the problems they're having. I do have a question for you, because you're the only person that I've heard even mention this, but do you believe that there's any relationship between that topic and the purchase by George Soros of more than 200 radio station licenses after Odyssey Incorporated went bankrupt? Because that was done by Soros, and you know, the Republicans tried to say that the FCC was breaking established procedure to push that through, but it looks like it went through anyway. So do you think there's a relationship there?
Well, it's all sort of in cahoots, and the concern would be, can Soros buy even more radio stations? I think that would be the broader concern. You have the big corporate giants would be iHeartRadio, Cumulus, Odyssey, which George Soros bought outright. So he owns all those Odyssey stations, and Town Square. Those are the big radio conglomerates. Out of all of those, I would say Town Square is the best, and they do a great job of letting their local stations do what they do and do it well, and they stay out of the way. The others, though, you could be in a situation where iHeart or Cumulus tries to sell off more radio stations to, say, for example, George Soros. And I don't believe that they're going to shut down the talk radios, you know, the conservative talk radio host. But I think they will be curtailing what those conservative talk radio hosts can say on those channels. Now, Richard, I'm in a unique position. I am the only talk nationally syndicated talk radio host in America who actually owns his own radio station. So we're able to do a lot more than the other talk show hosts can do because we are not being censored.
Well, that's one reason I enjoy listening to y'all. And, you know, I listen to y'all online because I can't pick you up over the air in Murfreesboro. But there are one or two stations here I can get, and they're fairly conservative. They are not, to be blunt, they're not in your league. You are way above where they are. They are not bad for what they are and what they do, but they are not as good as KWAM.
Well, you are very kind to say that, Richard. And as much as we are, and KWAM will always be, you know, a locally focused station, we're also a national radio station. You know, we broadcast my national show from here, and we do carry folks like Lars Larson and Larry Elder, Sebastian Gorka. And, you know, we want people from all over America to listen to KWAM, and it really is sort of a lifeboat. So God forbid your local radio station gets bought out by, let's say, George Soros. At least you're going to be able to know that you can listen to the KWAM app, which is free of charge. Richard, God bless you. Thank you for those kind words. And you live in a great town, great city, MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University, there in Murfreesboro. All right, let's go to Maysville, Georgia, and Charles on the line. Hi, Charles. What's going on?
Oh, great, great show, Todd.
Love
it.
Thank you.
Just want to make a statement. Everybody is concerned about the border. Why would they open the border? The border was open for one reason. That was to get enough voters in here to vote the Democrats back in office. That did not work. So they have no use for them now. That's the way I see it.
You know, Charles,
they should help deport them.
Yeah. So you want to see Trump deport all these folks?
No, I want them all sent back. But I think the Democrats should help send them back simply because they have no use for them anymore. They didn't vote them in.
And that could very well be why you could see some Democrats doing that. I think what's going to happen is you're going to see some of these Democrats that are not progressive. They're liberal, but they're not progressive. And you may see them start to change their views on some of these issues because they're not stupid. And I think a lot of Democrats are waking up, especially in Pennsylvania, the battleground states, and they're realizing that their constituents are sick and tired of these illegals getting all the benefits.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. 100%. Well, Charles, it's going to be a great day. I'll tell you that. And if you're going anywhere after January 20th, you might want to avoid the interstates because the southbound traffic could be bumper to bumper, folks heading to the border. So there you go. All right, Charles, thank you for that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So look, here is Scott Jennings last night. Man, do I have great respect for this man. Scott Jennings is the only conservative on CNN. And he will be on this panel with, I don't know, six or seven Democrats. And, man, the guy just, he says what needs to be said, and he doesn't get upset. He doesn't holler. He just tells it like it is. And so he went toe-to-toe with Carl Bernstein and CNN over Pete Hegseth last night. Listen to Cut 3, please.
Anyone have confidence in the current leadership of the Pentagon and the way the defense situation has been operating for the last several years? I mean, from the Afghanistan pullout, which was an extreme debacle for which no one was held accountable. We've had spy balloons flying over the United States. We built a $300 million pier as a public relations stunt, which wound up killing an American service member. I'd say I've had just about enough of the so-called insiders running the Defense Department. Sorry, I think we ought to give Pete Hegseth a chance.
Because he's got insiders?
All the criticism of him is that he's not the expected Washington pick. And I'm just saying to you that the American people just voted against the expected Washington pick. So he's got 20 years in service, Afghanistan, Iraq, two Bronze Stars, Princeton, Harvard. Yeah, he's on TV, but so are the rest of us.
By the way, that listen you just gave is really interesting because you highlighted a bunch of things that the civilian leadership of the country decided on in the military. Their job was just to execute. They executed.
How did it go?
I'm just saying.
How did it go?
In terms of the decision making, you're assigning decision making responsibility to the military over things that civilians were responsible for.
You make a good point. The civilian leadership made decisions, and then the people they put in charge of the Pentagon carried it out, and it was all pretty much a disaster. So now we have a new president who I think got elected in part because of some of those disasters, and he's going to put in some of the non-insiders in charge of not just this agency, but a bunch of them. Now, look, they've got to perform. We've got 53 U.S. senators that are Republicans, and Pete Hegseth, he's an American hero. The man won two Bronze Stars for his service, and he's been a champion for veterans. He's going to have to go up there just like everybody else and prove his knowledge of how to do this job. He's not immune from that, but we ought to give this man a chance, in my opinion.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's true. Everything he said is true. It can't get any worse. So why not give Pete Hegseth a shot here? All right, let's go to Northern Michigan. Austin, listening to us online. Hi, Austin. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Well, I was actually going to call you on Friday to get your thoughts on a different issue, but as soon as you brought up the radio subject today, I had to weigh in because I'm a big radio head. I've always been a big fan of broadcasting. I do a lot of public speaking, and I know that this issue with big corporations laying off people has been big for quite a while, and I think that a local radio station's job is to be loyal to their listeners because, I turn on radio every day for certain programs that I look forward to, and, when they're forced to drop a certain program or, when a certain host goes away, then I think, that's a big whoop and a big loss for the listening audience out there. And, a little goes a long way when it comes to radio. And, like I said, I'm a big
radio Austin, guy. Let me jump in here. Yeah. I mean, and that's a thing. And, again, the corporations have no allegiance to your local town or your local community. And that's ultimately the sad thing here, because there should be loyalty and there's just not. Austin, thank you for the call. Let's go to Bill in North Carolina. Bill, what's on your mind?
Just a suggestion in terms of deportation. Of course, federal law and federal agencies trump the sanctuary cities and states, et cetera, et cetera. The Border Patrol and the federal marshals can hook up anyone they want and, put them back on a plane and say, okay, sayonara.
I love the idea, Bill, and I'm telling you, there are going to be a lot of ideas, a lot of suggestions. Trump's got a plan, and I have no problem. I know there's talk about using the U.S. military. We have been invaded. I consider what those illegals have done is an act of war. And we need to bring the military in. Let's secure the border and, quite frankly, shut it down. So first, shut down the border and then start sending all of the invaders back across. And if we can do that, we're going to win the day. Bill, got to run, my friend. Thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Doggone it. I am confused, ladies and gentlemen. And perhaps you could help me understand this. We have been watching this video of President Biden graciously welcoming Donald Trump, the president-elect, into the Oval Office of the White House. There's a roaring fire, the Christmas greenery atop the mantle. And they're having a lovely conversation. As a matter of fact, we've been told two hours these men talk together. But I'm confused here. And perhaps maybe even Ben Dieter might be able to help me with the answer to this question. just a couple of weeks ago, President Biden was saying that Donald J. Trump, the president-elect, was the greatest threat to democracy the country had ever faced. And that members of the president's own party calling him a Nazi, the president calling him a fascist dictator and garbage. And I'm just wondering, why on earth would you serve a fascist dictator freshly baked pastries? Just curious. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Ben Dieter is standing by. He has been... Oh, Ben Dieter, we're working to get Ben Dieter back with us. The Affordable Christmas is underway, the Affordable Christmas Initiative underway at this hour. Here's what we need you to do. Go to our website, toddstearns.com. Again, that's toddstearns.com. And at the top of the page, you will see some information on how you can help us raise money. Now, this money is going to be used to buy brand new toys for boys and girls that that have low-income families. And this church, Trinity Baptist Church in South Haven, Mississippi, they've done a terrific job of partnering with Affordable Christmas to make sure that parents are going to be able to go and buy gifts for their kids, and they can do so at a very affordable price. And our job here is to raise money. I think we raised over $20,000, $25,000 last year. The goal this year, we want $7,500. And then the car dealership, Landers Nissan of South Haven, Mississippi, will actually match that amount. So if our audience gives $7,500, then the car dealership will match that with $7,500 as well. All right, we have Ben Dieter, who is live at Landers Nissan. Ben, how are things going out there today?
It's a party, Todd. You need to get off air and join us. It's been a ton of fun just working with this great organization. And frankly, it's been encouraging. We've been seeing some of the totals that have been raised during your show, Todd. From listeners all across the country, whether that's Oregon to the great folks in Maine. So on behalf of the church, just a big old thank you to you guys, because we have seen those donations coming in. And again, if you haven't, you can still go to toddstearns.com, click that top story, and get in on some of the fun we're having here.
I love this. And we talked to one of the pastors who explained, you know, how they got involved and why this is such an important program. We were also concerned about making sure you were on your best behavior.
No, I'm hanging out with like deacons and pastors, and I thought I'm used to talking about Mitch McConnell and Kamala Harris. So it's been good for me to be hanging out with the church folks. They're good people.
By the way, yes, that's good. You might want to hit the confessional while you're out there. by the way, while you are out there at Landers Nissan, Donald Trump meeting for 2 hours with Joe Biden at the White House, and they're having a good old time. Biden is all giggles and smiles.
Of course. I mean, why wouldn't you be all giggles and smiles when you're hanging out with Adolf Hitler? Unless he's not Adolf Hitler, Todd. They called this guy Adolf Hitler a week ago. And now it's like, let's booze and schmooze with dictator on day number one. It doesn't appear so.
I don't. That's why I'm confused. I'm like, wait a second. I thought he was Hitler. We're giving him a Danish. What's up with that?
I know. I didn't know Democrats loved garbage so much, but I saw those photos. There's no tension there. And I'm wondering if, again, the person that was given the cold shoulder this entire election season, unbeknownst to the American people, was Kamala Harris, because she was not in the building.
No, she's last we heard from her, she's in a bathtub full of collard greens, drinking her sorrows away with a bottle of Josh.
And barefoot wine. Yeah, oh. Crazy things happening, Todd.
By the way, Dieter, we're in trouble. AP picked up a story. They said Newsmax host Todd Stern slams John Thune as another Trump rhino who is basically a less wrinkled version of Mitch McConnell.
I mean, where's the lie? Where's the lie? Are they fact-checking you? Because there's no lie to be detected.
They did not fact-check.
Well done, Todd. Well done.
They did not fact-check.
That was a great line, by the way. I'm not shocked that AP picked that one up. I saw that when you pushed that.
All right. Well, Dieter, we're going to let you get back to it. And again, folks, if you're in the area, drop by Nissan. If you're listening to us on KWAM, drop by and say hello to Ben Dieter. If you're
I'm in a Santa costume.
I was going to go with Elf, but okay. There you go. All right, Ben Dieter, we're going to let you go. And again, folks, head over to ToddStearns.com and make a donation right now. And we do have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Breaking news now on the Todd Stearns Show.
President Trump has officially named Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as the next Secretary of State. The president just making that announcement literally a second ago. And calling Marco Rubio a highly respected leader and powerful voice of freedom. So, your next Secretary of State is Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida. All right, folks, it's been a lot of fun tonight. 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to have a lot of fun on the Newsmax show. We've got a body language expert. We're going to be having a blast. In the meantime, get out there and you be good, America.